Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Production, one of the few black-owned radio stations. And you're live with the best mind in black America, me, Shawna Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. And Justin Jackson is co-hosting with me. Our topic of discussion is, should Colin Kaepernick get a contract? And to my understanding, NFL agents have weighed in on if Colin Kaepernick will ever sign a contract with the NFL team. Call 516-531-9540. And if you have a question or comment, press 1. Now, Justin, what is your take on this?
I definitely think he should have a job. Currently, we do not have any callers, but that's on here listening. But my computer is about to die, and I'm trying to find a charger. You hear me, Michonne?
I heard you.
My other chargers broke. My charger I normally use, it just broke. So. Can you call Kenny and have him hop on or tell him to send me the, can you text Kenny and see if he can hop on?
I can see if I can get him.
All right, we got one caller. We're charging a little bit. We'll be holding it like that. Can you hear me okay, Michonne?
Yes.
All right. So, Colin Kaepernick, you know, I definitely believe that, you know, he should have a contract in the league, mainly because the league blackballed him. We hear the argument, you know, that's been going on, circulating, oh, he's been out of the league too long. He's not a top-tier quarterback. He wouldn't start for NFL team. He can't come in and start. But, you know, with all that being said, I don't care. He still deserves a contract. You know, first off, no one on here can sit here and say Kaepernick could not start for a team. You know, there are some teams out there that desperately need a quarterback. You know, and even if he couldn't start, you know, a backup, I mean, he could at least be a backup. He's not a rookie, you know, and if you could sit here and delegate to say Tim Tebow, who's been out of the league how many years now, but he could come right back, you know, like we got to call it out. I mean, black people are the predominant players in the NFL. We make up the largest chunk of entertainment in the country. We gotta fight for what is ours. Either we're gonna continue to be a slave to the dollar, or we're gonna demand what is ours. And that's not begging. You know, it's not begging when you're demanding from what is yours. You know, we can't sit back and say and just let, you know, people who are in power, the owners, the commissioner, you know, sit here and, you know, kick one of our guys out. I mean, because, like, if they can do that to him, they can do it to any one of us. You know, like, where does it end? Where does it stop? You know, and that just goes on to, realistically, with this era of the separation between blacks and whites, and realistically, you know, I say this polarization of pulling people back to the identity. But, you know, one of the things I have noticed out here is that one of the, you know, main people who have hard time sticking and standing for their identity are us. We got to stand for this. I mean, like, we got to make our voices heard. What do you think about that, Michonne?
Well, of course, I believe that they should get paid what they're worth. And also, I was reading a few articles where they were saying that especially black quarterbacks, have been historically perceived as being less intelligent and seen instead as simply athletes. And they were saying things like they could run, but when it came to learning a playbook or reading defenses or learning sophisticated schemes, they weren't able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Who said that?
It was reported on some guy on CNN.
I mean, we couldn't learn those schemes.
Right, and then they were saying blacks were consistently rated more negatively in the areas of leadership and intelligence and decision-making by this study. And it was also like an essay written by somebody named Raquel Brown Burton, that's a professor of media, and Tristan F. Jones, a contributing writer and journalist, published in the book Africana, Race, and Communication, went as far as to say that the study is evidence of the modernized social construction of black quarterbacks by mass media, with a primary focus on their physical attributes and descriptions that better resemble auction slaves than chosen leaders of men. And that's what they had to say about it. So that's what they were saying, that that's how they look at the black men that play for the NFL. They looked at them the same way that they looked at them in slavery. And that's how they judged. So do you agree with that assessment or not? Because I really don't watch football, but that is what I read. If anyone has a comment or a question, please call 516-531-9540 and press 1. Hold on a moment, please. We're having technical difficulties. Hello, can you hear? Okay, now you can hear? Okay, sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Justin, can you hear me? I don't know what's going on, but I'm having technical difficulties, and I can't even tell who's calling in or who's on here. So, Justin, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm canceling the show because technical difficulties, don't know what's going on.